Welcome to the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm your host, Justin Ostwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luters. We are two student athletes excited to sit down with fellow Pirates to talk about their experience here at the Hall and learn more about them on a personal level. Go check out and follow the Pirates Overboard Instagram page for all of our content. And if you want to go watch our podcasts, go to our YouTube page at Pirates Overboard. So let's get into it.
Zach Sylvester is our next guest on the show. A senior infielder, double majoring in biology and Catholic studies, Zach exemplifies what it means to be a standout student athlete. We discuss Zach's academics and work life during the baseball season, with classes, being an emergency room scribe, and volunteering at a local hospital, with all the craziness of competing and traveling on the road with the Seton Hall baseball team, his faith and how it has grown since being at Seton Hall as a freshman, and his experience on the baseball team. It was great to catch up with Zach and have him on board with me today. So we'll get right into it. Without further ado, Zach Sylvester.
Then we have on Zach Sylvester. And for those who don't know, Zach was one of our original guests from the summer when Justin Ostwick and I were getting this thing off the ground. Zach was kind enough to let us kind of spitball our ideas and get this podcast off the ground along with Walker Pera. So we wanted to have Zach back on today officially, get a nice record episode. Recorded, and I know we're here in Miami, Florida, enjoying the weather, playing some baseball. So, Zach, without further ado, how you doing today, man?
It's good. I'm happy to be back on. I was really excited when you guys threw the idea out to me earlier in the summer about trying to get the podcast going. I thought it was something that could really going to take off, and you guys have definitely transformed it into something that's been really good so far. So, I'm glad to be back, enjoying the weather. So. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, it is. It's awesome. We appreciate you that time. We're kind of just pausing, talking about like how does it sound? What is it doing? Took like an hour out of his day to kind of just let us spitball. So we really appreciate that. So we'll kind of get right into it. We're going to talk about some similar stuff, as I mentioned beforehand, that we talked about this summer, but more recent to what you're doing in school, the work you're doing for getting towards medical school. I'm guessing be a doctor. And then we'll talk about your faith aspect and then obviously baseball as well. So why don't you start with the stuff off the field? Your schedule is kind of crazy, to say the very least, with school, classes, and then also doing the work. Explain to me what kind of like your week's looking like right now during the baseball season off the field.
Yeah, so it's extremely busy. I recently got trained for a job position over winter break. So I'm working as a medical scribe in the emergency department at Cooper and Barnabas Hospital. So I'm currently working only one shift a week, but that one shift is starting to become very overwhelming trying to manage school and everything like that. My shift time is at 4 p.m. and it goes until 2 to 3 a.m. usually on Monday nights, which is our only off day. So it's not much of an off day, unfortunately. But, you know, I go to class in the morning. I try to take a nap in between it all just to try to balance it all out, eat something, and then, you know, off to work usually on those Mondays.
And then you have that, and then you're also doing – that's when you're doing – you're being a scribe there,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then you're also volunteering as well.
Yeah.
On Thursdays, that
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Okay. Thursday morning, yeah. I volunteer from 6 to 9 in the registration department at Cooper and Barnabas as well. And just something that able to interact with some people. We're helping to escort them throughout the different areas of the hospital, make sure that they know where they're going and everything like that. Just something nice to be able to give back in some ways. You know, people's health is something that they need to take care of. And it's not easy going into a hospital. It's a very vulnerable position for them. So I'm glad that I'm able to, I guess, try to maybe ease their comforts, maybe have a little bit of conversation with them on their way to their appointments and stuff like that.
That's awesome stuff. And to say that you're doing that on Thursdays, you're having the 4 p.m., basically a 12-hour shift, essentially, on Mondays going into Tuesday morning, I guess, and doing academics, schoolwork on top of that, and baseball is incredible. What classes are you taking right now along with the work you're doing?
So I'm currently taking microbiology, medical terminology, a Catholic studies seminar kind of class, and then a science and church class. But that one's asynchronous, so it's nice that I just have to get my work done earlier in the week, and then, you know, all good for that class.
So you have like the biology aspect, but then you also have the Catholic double major as well, Catholic studies double major as well. What has that been like for you, having that experience? I know Seton Hall being the Catholic school, having the opportunity, what has that been like for you?
It's been amazing. I didn't think I was going to do the Catholic studies double major early on in my, I guess, college career academically. And it kind of just like approached me, and I was just like, I enjoy the classes. I think there's a lot of overlap between, let's say, the medical field and the Catholic perspective on like treating people in a way. And taking that, I guess, into the medical field, hopefully in the future, I'll know the right ways to treat someone regardless of maybe their differences from mine. And, you know, it's just treating the person as a whole instead of maybe just seeing them as, let's say, an illness or something like that. It's maintaining that human dignity that each person has. And that's something that the Catholic faith really embodies and tries to emphasize on a daily basis. So having that in the back of my mind when I'm seeing patients in the future is something that I'll be able to benefit from treating people.
That's awesome perspective to have that. I would never look at it from that point of view in terms of being from a doctor coming along and saying, it's not, patient does not just have an illness. It's human body. There's a lot going on there. And you also run the Bible studies here, speaking on the Catholic side. What is that experience like, kind of taking over the Bible studies last year with our former teammate, Mike Simonello, and now taking over the Bible studies, leading them weekly? How's that been for you?
It's been awesome. It's really cool being able to grow with guys like in that, I guess, religious aspect. You don't really see this side of most people, I guess, on a daily basis, especially when you're most of the time you just see them out in the field or in the locker room, and it's not as serious in like how they actually go about their business regarding their faith and everything like that. So just kind of seeing how they grow each week because we meet weekly, it's really awesome. It's really awesome. I think guys are very open to sharing and everything like that. We read scripture. We try to see how it can apply to our lives in a different way. I think the word is just God's word is a really good way to really just understand, I guess, the right ways of living. I mean, that's my perspective and my opinion, but super fortunate to be able to be in this position, being able to lead guys and help them and them help to show me some of their perspectives as well. It's just amazing. So
we really appreciate you doing it and leading it. And then also getting some guys that we may not have thought have been in for Bible study, coming to Bible study and really enjoying it, being big members of that. So we really appreciate the kind of leadership you have there and always leading it weekly. So with everything you have going on, no less. So thank you. And we cannot be touched upon the baseball aspect as well. So started off in South Carolina, Georgia State. Now here we are in Miami on our spring break trip. What are the biggest things that you've seen so far from yourself that you really liked and also this team that you've really liked?
I think personally, I'm just happy with, I guess, my mindset going into each game. I think I've been super confident with like how I've been performing, and I just hope that I can just keep on running away with it. I feel like usually I get to a point like right around spring break where I just kind of hit like a lull period and just like not, I don't feel like myself playing wise. I just feel like there's something off, like whether it's my swing or something defensively or anything like that. And haven't found that point, knock on wood, and I hope that I can just kind of keep on rolling from there. It's super fun, like, being on this team, too. Like, everyone is so into it and so excited to be out there on a daily basis, and no matter who it is, no matter who's up at the plate or who's playing defensively behind you or in front of you, it's just, like, they're going to be a guy that's just going to play their game, play their style, and just be super confident when they go out there. So it's super fortunate for the team that we have, and I can't emphasize that enough. I think the younger guys have really, really stepped up in a lot of key moments. I know Joey Calabretti, shout out to him, hit a home run last night in his first collegiate at-bat. It was just amazing. I know Kevin Maluski, as a freshman, had a home run. Casey Kaminsky had a home run. Yep. And Aiden Robbins, all of them had home runs in their first hits, which is just, like, unheard of as a freshman.
Yeah, often at all.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And I think so many people are just so happy and stoked for them that they just want to keep on seeing them succeed.
Yeah.
And I think that they're, with a little bit more experience, they're just going to be so confident moving forward. I mean, they're the future of this program, and I'm so excited for them. Tell you that.
Yeah, we were talking about this in Bible study, how there's 9 or 10 freshmen right now on this team that the opportunity they have going down in the future of 3-4 years of this program, of how good they can be, because how good they are now.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're in a good spot that we can just kind of look at them and do, like, you guys can be so good. We're really excited for it. So I'm right there with you. And not to go any past the season, but for the season, which series or any series are you really looking forward to most, whether it's non-conference or conference or anything like that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I feel like I was really excited for opening weekend. I feel like opening weekend's always really cool. I mean, we saw Brody Brecht, who was one of the top pitching prospects in the entire country. He's going to be a first rounder. It's just like going into that game, there was just a lot of hype, at least from our side. And I thought we played and handled ourselves pretty well against an opponent like that. I mean, he's top-notch collegiate prospect, going to be a professional baseball player in a couple of years, and being able to compete against a guy like that is just super fun. Like, you don't, isn't much, I guess, expectation from a lot of the outside viewers looking in, and it's just like, being able to just go against that is really cool. Like, I played against Jack Leiter during high school, and there was hundreds of scouts standing behind home plate, and you're just like, what the heck? This is a high school game. And everyone just has radar guns on them, and, you know, everyone's talking about how you guys are going to get smoked by Delbar and this and that, and we ended up putting, like, a run-up in the first inning against them, and it was just, like, it's just fun being able to compete against guys like that. So I was super excited for opening weekend, and then going into conference play in a couple weeks, so excited to get back out there and play against all the Big East opponents and everything like that. I think we have a good team to go up against all the different matchups we're going to have moving forward. I mean, playing against UConn and Xavier, those are the other, I guess, top teams in the conference. And I think we have a good shot of taking a couple games from them this year. So I'm excited for that.
Absolutely. I think I couldn't agree more. I like your answer for the Iowa game. I mean, obviously facing Brody Breck was an experience of, you're not going to see 100 miles an hour every single day. And to your point, though, it's kind of like you got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Go out there, just have fun. Here we go, put it together. I know we're going to run short on time here. Got probably a couple more minutes left. I want to get to the advice of the Pirate.
Yeah.
So advice of the Pirate, for you specifically, you have the Catholic faith. Well, I guess before we can go into the Catholic faith, I almost forgot that.
Yeah.
Your Catholic faith. What else, besides the Bible studies and everything else, how have you been able to grow your faith while you've been here at Seton Hall?
I went on a mission trip my sophomore year and went to Puerto Rico, and it was the most amazing experience ever. I was there for 10 days or so, and it was, I can't stress enough. Like, I was very nervous going into the trip. I was like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know if I really want to do this. And then I was just like, let me try it out. Let me see what happens. Yeah. And I cannot stress enough, like, try and go on one. Mm-hmm. If anyone is listening to this, please go on a mission trip. It will change your life. Just kind of seeing the perspective of the people that lived in Puerto Rico and how they go about their day is just completely different from how we live in the United States. They're just so happy and joyful for everything that they have, whether that's a lot or whether that's a little. Like, they're just willing to give so much, and they spread that joy tremendously, and they're so willing to give so much. I actually stay in touch with one of the people that I was on the mission trip with, that he actually lives in Puerto Rico, and I stay in touch with him every once in a while. I just shoot him a text like, how you doing, everything like that. He always talks to me in Spanish, or he talks to me in English. I talk to him in Spanish, because those are our native languages and everything. And it's just funny being able to look back on those memories, look back at old photos, and really just see the joyfulness that they were able to spread to me. And I hope that I'm able to live, I hope that I am living out that joy that they shed on me. It was just an amazing experience, and I love that. Another thing too is that on that mission trip, we went to adoration pretty much every single day while we were there for those 10 days. And it's basically just like an hour long of prayer. You can sit there in silence or pray or just kind of just be in God's presence. And I go to adoration still now on campus on Wednesday nights from 9 to 9:30, 10 o'clock usually on Wednesdays. And it's just like an awesome way to wind down my night, especially going into the weekends, because we travel on Thursday. Just knowing that, you know, I'm at peace with everything like that. It's just an awesome time to really grow in my faith as well.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You're trying to get back to Puerto Rico anytime soon?
I would love to. I'm going to try to see if I can make it work this summer. I feel like this summer would be the one shot I can try to get back, just with like med school applications and all that other kinds of stuff, interviews. Hopefully this would be my summer that I would be trying to get back.
So. Awesome. Well, fingers crossed. Hopefully make that happen. That'd be great. And I guess we'll move into our advice for Pirates section. With everything that you do, from the double major in Catholic studies and biology to applying to med school to being a scribe, volunteering, and then being a full-time student athlete, what would your advice be to a student athlete doing something similar on lines of you with their hands in many different areas, hands in many hats per se? What would be your advice to do to kind of like balance and maintain, like, I don't want to say sanity, but maintain kind of a study head?
I'd say it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough regardless. I think when you have the mindset of you signed up for this and you know it's going to be tough, like, it makes it a lot easier just knowing that I can do this, like, at the end of the day. Like, it's going to be tough along the road, and you just got to embrace the fact that it's not going to be easy. Once you embrace that fact and accept that, you'll just kind of keep on moving along. I mean, I remember my freshman year, I was up until 3 a.m. on lift night, and I'd wake up at 5 a.m. So I was getting 2 hours of sleep, and it was just like, this is terrible. But, like, I look back on it now and I laugh about it, because I got through it. It was a terrible experience, sure, but, like, I'm here now, almost done with college, and I'm very close to achieving what I wanted to achieve going into college. So I would say just keep on plugging along. It's a long and short road at the exact same time. It's crazy to think that it's already almost done for me. I feel like I was a freshman just last week.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel is a huge thing. Just keep your eyes on the goal at the end of the day. And I think that'll help motivate you on a daily basis and kind of take your victories, whether they're small or big, just take them and keep on moving forward with everything that you're trying to accomplish at the end of the day.
That's awesome. That's really, really good, man. And I love what you just said about how you just, you can't expect it to be easy. Like, yeah, you just got to know what you're getting yourself into. And then if you just keep your eyes on the goal at the end of the day, like, that's what I want to keep going. It's not going to be easy, but that's what makes it worthwhile at the end of the day. And to see what you've done kind of firsthand, like living with you for 3 years now, I guess that's what it is. And also going to lift with you that morning, like, oh my gosh, he's been up for so long and he's still here and still grinding away at lift. Like, the amount of respect that myself and all of our teammates have for you is top notch. So
thank you. I appreciate that. And just to add one thing, like, I remember my mom was telling me, she was like, Zach, like, you sure you want to be like a biology major? Like, this is gonna be super tough, like balancing college baseball and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, this is what I want to do at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate that I knew exactly what I wanted to do at an early point. And I think in my life and going into college that I knew it was going to be tough. Like, I knew that no matter how hard it was going to be, I wasn't going to just kind of shy away from it. Like, it was like, embrace the obstacle, embrace the challenge. Right. You just get to where you want to be.
Got it. What kind of, like, you said like how you knew what you wanted to be in being a doctor and be a biology major. What kind of led you to that before you went to college?
So I had plethora of injuries going into college. I tore my labrum and my throwing shoulder when I was a freshman in high school, and I thought my baseball career was over. I went to one doctor and said, hey, like, he told me you're gonna need surgery, and he was like, the chances of you re-tearing it again are probably pretty high though. So I was like, shoot, like, I'm done for, pretty much. And I remember looking up on Google trying to self-diagnose myself at the time, like, what happens with labrum tears with baseball players, and the percentages of baseball players that return from what I was reading was pretty low, and I was just like super scared.
Right.
Fortunate enough that I got a second opinion, and the doctor was like, don't get surgery, try doing physical therapy first. And I was super fortunate that physical therapy really pointed me in the right direction. I was able to start throwing after 3.5-4 months of just like really tough physical therapy. I was going like 3 days a week at the time, and I'm very fortunate enough, I haven't really had many arm issues since then. So that was the first thing that really kind of pointed me, just kind of like seeing how the doctor treated me and how there are certain options that you can go about treating your illness or ailment, whatever it may be. But then during my junior year of high school, my grandfather started to live with us. His health was on like the decline, and it was tough kind of seeing how he went from being like this strong, like 200-pound, like older gentleman to like 150-pound, just like frail, able-bodied man. And it was just like, you see it right in front of your eyes of him just kind of like dying right in front of you. And it was like super, super upsetting to see that. And I was kind of there along the way with him, just trying to help and care for him. I remember getting a phone call in one of my classes from my mom, and I wasn't supposed to have my phone on me, but luckily I did. Mom's like, hey, like, you got to come home, like Papa Phil. And I was like, shoot. And I told my teacher, and I sprinted out of class, and I went to go home to go pick him up. I later played a baseball game later that day. Oh, and it was just like, it was tough, like going back and forth with that. But the moments I shared with him, like during his, I guess, final days were just, it was tough just seeing him. Like, he started to just kind of like lose who he was as a person. And it was almost a blessing in disguise that he went out sooner rather than later, because you saw him really starting to struggle. So just kind of seeing his health, I guess, decline at a very exponential rate. It was only like 6 months pretty much where he went from being this strong man to this feeble body man. And it was tough on me, but I knew that I wanted to help people that were at their lowest points. I knew that he was at a very vulnerable state. He was very independent before all this, and having me and my mom help him use the bathroom or having to help him shower was just like, it's tough on him.
Yeah.
And just knowing that it's never too much to ask somebody for help, especially when you need it. And I would love to be that person where people come to me and ask for help, like, what can I do to help? And I want to be able to share that care for them and the love for them, even when they're at their lowest points and at very vulnerable states. So that's my story with why I wanted to pursue what I want to pursue.
Thank you for sharing. And it's a lot of purpose and intent behind that. So again, thank you for sharing that and rooting you on big time with the whole journey. It's not easy what you're doing, and I don't know that, but I can see that from what you're going through. So Once again, thank you for explaining that story, and we'll get into our last section right on time here. Walk the plank, kind of rapid fire questions. If you want to explain them, you can. If you don't have to, you can just keep on going. Shoot. So first one, is it Taylor Ham, or is it, what's the other option here?
Pork roll.
Pork roll.
It's Taylor Ham.
It's Taylor Ham.
Not even a question.
Okay. All right. Next one. Do you swing up or swing down?
I swing up. I
swing up. Okay. Perfect. Do you have a favorite study snack?
Goldfish.
Goldfish. Is that different than a baseball snack?
No.
It's always goldfish.
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 Do you see goldfish in the dugout yesterday?
I noticed that. Do you know what Skip's favorite dugout snack is?
He doesn't eat, so nothing.
The question. No, there, he does have one.
That's also, I don't know.
No, Sour Patch Kids.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
I would never expect that.
Yes. And now, how about Giuseppe Paccio's?
Energy drink. So yeah. I'm going to go with. Oh, I saw him eating Jolly Ranchers.
There you go.
I said Jolly Ranchers bag, actually.
Gee, I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw Jolly Ranchers in there. And last one, how would you describe your play style in one word?
Ooh. I don't know about this. Stable.
Stable. Ooh, that's a new one. Why stable?
I think I try to stay as level as possible, whether that's hitting or defensively. Like, I don't think I'm great at one, but I don't think I'm bad at the other. I just try to stay in the middle of the course for both of them.
Oh, you're excellent all the time, man. Stable, excellent right there. Awesome. Well, hey, that's all for me. If you have anything else to add,
no.
We're all wrapping things up.
Thank you for having me. Oh, it's awesome.
Of course. Thanks for doing this in the middle of our spring break. I know we're going to have to practice and everything. That's going to do it with Zach Sylvester, Jonathan Lewis, solo episode today. We'll have Justin on next time. So without further ado, Zach Sylvester, thank you again, and we'll see you next time.